and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 310. How are we all doing? Jonathan seems to have had better days. I'm going to refresh the chat because it's been hiding things from me. Yes, Mike was first. That's because I said it was probably a good idea to take the dog because we've been in a meeting and she'd had to wait, which she did very patiently, which is most unlike her. Anyway, she was a good girl. So she's headed off with Mike. So hello, Jonathan. Hoisted by your own petard, I think we're going to call that one. So, did you manage to get the tech guys to fit your 100% CPU? See, if you weren't using it, wouldn't have happened, would it? I think we might already have a show title there. Hoisted by Jonathan's petard. Liking that. Hello, Paul. How are you doing? Any new kit at Paul Towers yet? Anything extra? Hello, Tracy. Hello, Anthony. Oh, Tracy's just been listening to 211. Give us an idea. Tell you what, I'll have a look, see what 211 was called, and then see if I can remember. Oh, yes, I need to go there and go there. This tests if the system's working. How fast can I get to see what the title for 211 was? Mind you, Notion's usually on a go slow. If I told you the numbers that I was looking at here for Marooned, we're up in the 400s. It won't be that long. I'm telling you, it won't be that long, honestly. Right, let's have a look. Oh, no, 300s, 200s. Nearly there. Mike's spending spree. Oh, wow. I wonder what he bought. Maybe you can remind us because I can't remember. Right, what do we... It's still broken. Oh, Jonathan, you need better developers who appreciate how quickly you need things fixing. I always say that. Hello, Paul. How is it down under? I wonder what Mike was buying. Maybe Mike, it could have been food, couldn't it? Could have been, because he likes that. I've got a good one there. That was the next one for you. Computational Claptrap on Keynote Day. I remember that one. Oh, it was about Amazon Prime Day and Cult Pens. Oh, yes. That was when we introduced Simon to Cult Pens. Ah, it's all coming back to me, Tracy. Yes, that was because he wasn't using things. And while he had a Ulysses subscription, it had lapsed. And because he wasn't using it every day, he hadn't bothered renewing it. His intention was to get set up, give Jonathan some, affiliate link love. But then they changed the rules. If they hadn't have changed the rules, then I think he would have gone for setup, but setup lost a customer there. Oh dear. Hello, Kim. Oh, I've seen those Nanoleaf hexagon lights. They look amazing. I think I saw them behind somebody on a YouTube video, and then somebody else did like a show and tell on them, and they looked amazing. I haven't really got a wall to put them on here. Well, I have, but it's in front of me and that would do me no good, would it? Because that's got my lights on it, pointing at me. So no, that wouldn't do any good at all. Could do with a wall behind me. But if I did that, then I'd have to take out a very, very large cupboard. So that's not going to work. Microphone arm and shock mount. Ah, excellent. Excellent. So you nearly ready? You're nearly ready to start creating? Are you geared up? Hello, Anthony. Oh, I've said hello, Anthony, have I? Oh, have I not? Oh, I have. Hello. You've been thinking of the Nanoleaf lights. I'm going to purchase some at some point. Don't they do floor lights as well? That are like a lot... They're still hexagon shaped, but a lot bigger. And obviously, they'd have to be quite sturdy if you're walking on them. Nearly ready, just need to start. Ah, yeah, that's when the trouble starts. That's when everything starts going wrong. Like, I fixed that, that's broken again. How did that happen? That happens to me all the time. Having said that, I'm so far ahead of myself with Brooklyn's production, and I literally don't know what to do with myself anymore. I was busy last night. I've time blocked it, you see. So I don't actually put down what I'm doing. I just pick like the next bit and just do the next bit, which means all the shows we need until the 12th of February are done. Yes, I was alarmed as well. In fact, it's better than that, because I've also got two shows. This is where the dashboard works. I've got two shows that are completed, and they're not even scheduled yet. We don't have time to put them on because they're spare. I remember finishing these shows literally on the death, not above a few months ago. I'd be working with Mike on a Saturday, and then I'd do the Mass at 4 o'clock on a Saturday. And then about 6:15, I'm recording the segues for the 7 o'clock show. So it was like, I hope nothing falls over because I need to finish this show in the next 10 minutes. But I've decided to do it a different way. And I'm now that far ahead of myself. If only we could do the news that far in hand. Be excellent. Right. Ooh, what's this? I'm going to have a look at that link from Kim. Oh, why is it not showing me a link? Because it's being awkward. Did I turn it off? Is it me that's done that? No, it's turned on. Let's turn it off and on again and see if it's working then. Ah, tech. Ah, now it's working. No, it's not. Do I have to go from that far end? No, it's just been awkward. Oh no, hang on. It's just on a go slow. Right, got it. Oh, right, let's have a look. Oh, it got an innovation award from CES. Understand your dog. I think if we put that on Lola, she'd go crazy. So, is this something we think? I saw the cat one. The cat one was on Facebook. Gives your dog a voice. You only really have to take one look at a dog's face to know it's displeased with you, though. Be honest. Are you going to buy one? Are you going to buy one? Oh, what happened with the dishwasher door? Do tell. The lights are great. The app needs more options. Is it controllable with the A-Lady as well? I would have presumed so, but obviously more granular control in their own app. Oh, mend, not end. Right, I'm with you. That's the kind of hideous job I used to get. Mum would say, like, it's not right. And then I'd have to go in and look at it. And I remember once, the last time, when I had to give it the last rites, all it was the rubber bit at the front that needed changing. And it was something like £6.50 from Amazon. And I thought, brilliant. Then I went to YouTube to find a video of how to change it. Just don't go there. You had to dismantle everything from the back. You couldn't just like uncouple it at the front. You had to go in from the back. You had to take the breeze block out, the big round thing. The whole lot had to come out. It was a 3-day job. So I said to Mum, it'd be quicker to buy a new one. So that's what we did. Went out and got her a new one and brought it back. I actually brought it back myself. Otherwise, it was like a 3-week wait. You're not buying one. No, I think you understand Kiva automatically. Like us with Lola, she just, it's the facial expressions. I did see one for a cat and I sent it through to Kaz. She was nonplussed as well. She said she understood every word Elsa said. She didn't need anything like that. Plus the fact, you know what Elsa's like for losing collars. She's on to collar number 9 and she's only 2. Oh dear, oh dear. Lola seems to make herself pretty plain. She does. Very loud as well. The button panel came adrift. Well, that's a new one. That's a new one. I've had a button panel where they've got like rubberized thing on the top over some kind of very shallow button push. And that had disappeared. I fixed that with a transparent plaster. That got a little bit more use out of it. But usually by the time my mother calls me for something back in the day, it was probably RIP. Oh, I did buy some rubber feet for one. And I said, should we get some rubber feet for this? And she said, no. She was moaning about the noise it made. Then she said, no. Now, I will admit these rubber feet were absolutely exorbitant for what they were. They were something like £23.99 and they were just 4 basic rubber feet. But obviously they cupped the feet that was on it and they had to match whichever make and model you'd got. No, she said, I'm not paying that for those. Well, but this thing was banging. I could hear it in the office, and it was through the office, across the landing, down the stairs, across the hall, through the kitchen. It was in the conservatory, and I could hear it. So I thought, never mind that. Night, Jonathan. I thought, what I'll do, I'll get these things, and I'll just put them on, and we'll see them if they're any better. Getting them on was a nightmare. But basically, move the thing over, get one corner on, and then work the way around. So I did. She said to me the next day, oh, dryer's way better, not making anything like that kind of noise now. And I said, that will be the rubber feet that I put on it last night, Mother. So she said, oh, right, so it did make a difference. I said, yes, it did. But I can understand why she wouldn't want to pay for it. Why don't they put those on? Instead of shipping it with what looked like just like a piece of bent metal as a leg. Absolutely useless. Anyway, I can highly recommend the rubber things. Poor Jonathan. Poor Jonathan had a bad day. Ooh, Tracy's thinking of getting a new dishwasher. A special narrow one and their premium prices. Yeah, Rachel got a narrow one because she's got a smaller kitchen than Nina and Mike. But Rachel was used to having a dishwasher. We're not used to having a dishwasher. Well, I've got a dishwasher. It's called Mike. And sometimes I do the pots as well. But we just consider like there's two of us. There's not that much anyway. And there was no point in wasting space with a big one. And like you say, the smaller ones are three times the price. It's ridiculous. So I just say it's faster to just do the dishes. But Rachel got one of the smaller ones put in and couldn't believe it was like three times the price of Nina and Mike's, which was a full one. Mum did have a dishwasher. She had a Bosch dishwasher and she loved her dishwasher. The only thing was, you know, she was the kind of lady, I'm sure you can imagine this. When you put the pots in it, she went out and restacked it because no one was allowed to touch the thing apart from her. Which she did. She loved that. There was a story behind that that was quite sad, given it was Christmas. She'd always wanted a dishwasher. She had never had a dishwasher and she wanted one. Anyway, she's in the local village and there's a store there that sells white goods. Some of them were like refurbished white goods. I don't think they did much in the way of new, but she was literally just walking past the window one day. And she spots this dishwasher and said it looked absolutely brand new. So she goes in, complete bargain, she buys it. Guy says, oh, we're refurbing that. So she puts a deposit on it, I think, or actually pays the whole amount. And he says, we'll deliver it. You know, give you a ring. And this was like a week before Christmas. And she was so excited. She said, like, you know, that this is what I'm buying myself. I'm treating myself to this. It gets to Christmas Eve. And it's time to head off to midnight mass and it's still not arrived. But she had such blind faith that it would arrive. And she said, well, they might even deliver it in the morning, which would have been Christmas Day. Well, you can imagine what happened. It never arrived. I was gutted for her. She'd wanted one for so long. And yet she felt it was like an indulgence and she wouldn't spend that kind of money on something for her. She would have done for the rest of us, but not for her. Anyway, Christmas Eve comes, we come back, it's still not there. Christmas Day comes and she's still got hopes. Well, maybe they'll be dropping it off like a present. You know, it'll be fine. Well, needless to say, it never arrived. And the thing was, when they'd come to do the refurb, there was something that they couldn't do it. So she ended up getting the deposit back. But that didn't help the fact that she still did not have a dishwasher. So I was so gutted for her, I said, we're going to this place. It was somewhere down Birmingham way. So, no, Oxford. Oxfordshire way it was. I don't think it was actually in Oxford, but it was around Oxford. And it's some kind of retail unit, but it was Bosch. And I think they actually owned it. So it wasn't a retail unit like Currys that sold everything. This was a dedicated Bosch outlet. And all of the devices, and apparently this is common in Germany, but not in this country, all of the devices were plumbed in and you could see them going. So if like the one that danced across the floor, if you'd seen it, you'd be like, yeah, that's not going to work. They do that in Germany, apparently. And all the retail staff in Germany have to have like 6 months training and pass exams in actual knowledge of the products they're selling. Now, by comparison here, you've got like Currys PC World and you're like, have you got a router?
What's that?
That's the kind of customer service we get. So she said, I'd love to go to this place. So we decided, surprise for her. I said, well, let's go. Oh, no, because everyone's got to work. I thought, right, we'll surprise her. So this particular day, I said, you know, we're going to go out. I said, but we're going to do lunch and everything. I said, so don't arrange anything else for the day. I said, we're going to have to get up early. So we gets up about, you know, 6:30, heads off down to Oxford to see this place. Oh, it was like Disneyland for my mother. She was just all day looking at washing machines and stoves, you name it. She was looking at it. And we ordered this dishwasher. So I said, right, you're having a dishwasher, so just pick one. You better pick one because, you know, if you don't, I will. And she did get her Bosch dishwasher. But she liked it. I must admit, I could never really be bothered with it. I just wash up as I go. After that time when I did the Christmas dinner and we couldn't see the kitchen for pots, I decided I was going to have to deploy a different tactic. So my tactic after that was keep the sink full of water and wash as you go. So I don't really have a need for a dishwasher, and we don't have one. But she did like her Bosch dishwasher. Oh, Mr. T was always too tidy and you hated having to do the dishes after cooking. I'm not surprised if you've cooked. I think it's just the way we don't actually use that much. We're very utilitarian when it comes to cooking. Although you might want to ask Mike about the cutlery. Which, like, when I'm having my lunch and I'm in the office, I will watch something. I'll put something on. But basically, I'm in my chair with my lunch rather than heading off downstairs. It's cold downstairs at the minute. Just to give you an idea, they're expecting 40 centimetres, which is 16 inches of snow or rain. I think it's rain tonight because Storm Christoph is on the way. So we've had 17 weather warnings about expect flooding. But if it's 17 to 18 inches worth of it, yes, I can understand, because that will push stuff over the banks. Oh, when Anthony... Ah, you've got a Bosch. Excellent. Bosch is very, very good. When Anthony had his kitchen done, you were not bothered about having a dishwasher until we went on holiday and the cottage had one, and now we wish we'd put one in. No, I'm really not bothered. Really, really not bothered. Oh, Kim, if there's snow, can we have pickies? Because I reckon we're just going to have rain. It's siling down right now. And they reckon overnight it's, well, they've flood warnings. We have peripheral flood warnings here. It would have to flood badly to reach us where we are. We are slightly raised up and about a mile from the River Mersey. But there is what's called Timperley Brook, and that's only about a quarter of a mile away. That has been known to burst its banks in my lifetime. And there's a pub that we used to go to for our events called the Pelican, which is handy because they can swim, can't they? And there's a hotel at the back of it. While the hotel is raised, you could say the hotel's raised, or you could say the hotel at the back of it is lower, but it's a good 3 foot lower. And when the brook burst its banks, it must have been about 2 foot deep at the undertaker's, which is opposite. Not good. The Pelican was flooded, and the hotel, being 3 foot lower, was flooded about 4 foot high. Doesn't really matter now because it's closed down, but it did back then because there was people in it. So if the brook goes, then we potentially have problems, but fingers crossed. But snow would be better. Snow would definitely be better. Oh, Anthony's got to file a refund with Tesco. You ordered fish cakes, them to have expired 12 hours before you receive them. You do wonder, don't you? I mean, how does that happen? When Wendy delivered about 6-8 weeks ago, there was something that she delivered. It was probably gluten-free bread, but it was short dated. And there was something else the week after that was short dated. And she just knocks it off the bill but leaves you with it. But if it's actually out of date, I don't think they can actually do that. Oh, you sent me a comment on Slack this morning about the storm. Excellent. Haven't seen that yet. I've been in meetings literally all day. In fact, the last one was comical because the machine, you know, the machine's only been in about 5 weeks. I've got everything set up. So we've got Zoom and we've got GoToMeeting and we've got AirMeet. You name it, it's set up. Gets this invitation through, looks at it, thinks, darn it. And it was WebEx. And it's the one thing that I hadn't set up because nobody uses WebEx if you're on a Mac. It's a nightmare. Anyway, today, actually, it held up rather well. But the issue is to share your microphone and your screen and your video, you've got multiple cancel or allows on the Mac now, which you cannot do in hand. And this meeting, I thought, well, I'll log in at 5:00 and I'll do it all and then I'll log out and log back in. But it wasn't my meeting and the meeting wasn't open. And by the time I'd got in there, it just threw me into the meeting. So I ticked the thing that said allow microphone access. The video access came on by itself, but I didn't have the video on anyway. And I thought, well, it's working because this guy said, hello, Elaine. And I thought, oh, God, is it set up yet? Is it working? So I said, hello. And he said, oh, how are you? I thought, oh, he can hear me. So I left it alone. I didn't touch it. When I came out of the meeting, which was about an hour and a half later, why is it when I do a meeting, we rattle through it, and when I go to somebody else's meeting, you could nod off between points? Seriously. You could have a three-course meal between some people. Anyway, at the end of it, comes out of it, closes down, well, attempts to close down the kind of, it's about the size of a Skype login. And it wasn't responding. And I thought, what's the matter with this? When I moved it to the side, behind it, I had all of these cancel or allow options. And I thought, well, this is ridiculous because they could have seen me. Sharing the screen was fine. The audio was fine. What on earth are these cancel or allows? So I just allowed everything and moved on. Because if I need another meeting like that, I don't want to have to go through it all again. Oh, that's your venerable Bosch. Mum's was a full-size thing, but I think she would have liked it in the kitchen, in which case you would have to have lost something else to do that, for absolute sure. Let's have a look and see if it's like Mum's. Not quite like Mum's. I think hers was possibly even wider than that. The handle looked similar. It seemed to have more controls on the front. But that's only from memory because I never touched the flaming thing. I only got rolled in if it's like, Elaine, it's not working. but not the knobs on the front. The knobs on the front are, no, not for me. So you are after a new one, taking up less space. Does it by place settings, doesn't it? Mum's was quite big. She wanted to put stuff in it like big kind of casserole bowl dishes type stuff. That she used when she was baking, as well as pans, I think. I'm not sure I ever actually... I think I probably did kind of notice it was running at some point, but not in any great way. Oh, and she also had all these glasses. And I thought, oh, it'd be brilliant for that, not putting my glasses in there. I thought, no, Mum, whatever you like, Mum. It's like, I've got this, but I'm going to do it all by hand. Oh, if you like... How long have you had that one, Tracy? Has it lasted well? We'll say with Bosch, they're a little bit more expensive, but they do seem to last better. And they do have Bosch own engineers, which is 50-50 as far as I'm concerned with white goods. When Mum first started buying things like that, she'd get like a really good one and she'd get the insurance on it and she'd get all the extra thing. And then whenever they came out to fix it, on the odd occasion it needed fixing, oh, yeah, we can't do that, no parts anymore. So I said, well, there's no point paying for the insurance then, is there? Because you're paying for the insurance, but they can't fix it if there's no parts. So you're really paying for nothing after the initial guarantee. So after that, she decided she would buy cheaper, but at the first sign of trouble, she'd just replace it. And that was what we did. So she basically had new stuff that was under guarantee pretty much all of the time. The fridge lasted well. The fridge lasted a lot longer than she thought. I remember taking her out to buy the fridge that broke when I'd just passed my driving test. So she must have had this fridge about 25 years. And the only thing that went in the end, there was a plate underneath it and a drip plate inside. And the condensation dripped onto this plate underneath it and it evaporated. The idea was that it heated this plate and it evaporated, which was fine. Until this summer, and it was probably about 12 years ago, and she said, the kitchen floor's wet, can you make sure the dog doesn't knock anything over? I thought the dog wouldn't knock anything over in the kitchen, nothing to knock over. So I meandered in there, had a look at it, and I thought, this water's coming from under the fridge. So I gets online and I has a look. Oh, she was not the only one. The internet was alive with people who had got fridges that were leaking. And they weren't leaking per se. The condensation, there was more condensation because it was really, really hot. And the British ones aren't made for that kind of weather. So the water's dripping through to the plate and the plate can't evaporate it as fast as it needs to. And then it overflows and people had got flooded kitchens where they'd got laminate floors that then needed replacing. Or they'd got some kind of tiles on the floor, which make it a death trap. We deliberately have like rugs going through the kitchen because when Maya was bad, you couldn't have him falling over or he could have broken a leg. So everywhere there's kind of pathways that you can walk on something that you won't break your neck. So when I said to her what was going on, I said, I think the best idea is, Mum, that we have a look at it. So I got the thing upside down. The plate wasn't being overrun in our case, although it probably had at some point. But what was happening? The thing had rusted. So the plate basically wasn't there. And I said, well, unless you want me to weld a new plate onto it, we're going to need a new fridge. So she had to go out shopping for a new fridge. A half load of six settings. Mum's was probably whatever the biggest was, that was the one she went for. But she wasn't limited in any kind of way by space because it was going in the conservatory. The old conservatory, not the new extension. We decided no white goods in the new extension. But that's where it went, so she could have that as big as she wanted. So whatever the biggest size was, that's what she had.
Come on.
It'll hold on for a year or two. You reckon? Mum's didn't ever need anything doing with it. It was pretty amazing, actually. 12 to 14 years old. That's not bad these days, is it? Things don't last like they used to. Hello, Mrs. Simon. How are you doing?
What about hello me?
Hello, Mike. How are you doing?
Wet.
Oh, dear.
Had to change my trousers downstairs.
These expired 6/25. Do you mean the 25th of June? Or was this some kind of time on it? Because that's terrible. Oh, dear. I really don't get... You know, it's not rocket science when it's all barcoded. Simon is busy getting wet walking the dog, but will likely be listening in. Hello, Simon.
Been
hello,
there, done
Dusty.
That, Simon.
Yes, how are you?
Wet.
You do look wet, actually. That means you might have to get all of those wet clothes off, Mike.
I've already done that.
Oh.
I said that to you.
Right, fine. I'm not listening to a blind word you say.
I'll shut up then. I'll go away.
I'm explaining the vagaries of WebEx when all the councillor allows were at the end of the meeting. But Mike's was at the beginning. So he was dashing in and out of this meeting, crying out loud. 6:25 in the morning. Right, I'm with you. They're still not good, though. I didn't know they did it to that granularity. These things were by day. But I'd have thought everything was checked in and out, but clearly not. I was actually reading this very interesting article from a woman who'd worked in some department or other that she knew about this trick. But basically, when you pick up a packet of food, this was news to me. You guys might know this, but you know what I'm like. This was news to me. When you pick up a packet of food, there's a barcode on the side and underneath it, there's numbers. And these numbers mean things. One of them is the batch number. So basically, all of the stuff that's on the side is to track it for recall purposes if there's a problem. And this woman knew what certain bits of this code meant. So she goes to like Sainsbury's or what's the Waitrose. And a Waitrose shop, because this came out last week as well, an average Waitrose shop was something like £70. But if you went to Aldi, exactly the same items were £35. What she did was she made a note of the batch numbers, which correlated to the manufacturer. She then took that list from the posh stuff, all the branded stuff, over to the own brand stuff and did a comparison. And she could actually pick up items from the own branded stuff that were from the same batch as the posh stuff that was three times the price. I did not know that. Should I ever venture into a supermarket again, I'll be having a bit of that and trying it out. Worth knowing, I think. Worth knowing that. Apparently, there's quite a few little tricks like that, but I did not know that. I've always thought own brand sometimes is even better. There was some things that my dad would only have own brand, but he was a bit of a, he wanted to see the box. I remember the Tetley tea bags. Was it Tetley he had or Yorkshire? Because Yorkshire tea is quite nice. But the one that he wanted was in this foil pack. And it was honestly, it was like £5.99 for a handful of tea bags. But the Tesco's own ones, and given how strong my dad had tea, he would put two or three tea bags in. He had it like ink. He'd have been better off with the own brand. But he didn't want to have something from a box that said own brand. So Mum got him the ones he wanted. That was why she never let him in the supermarket. She said he was worse than a child for walking in front of her and picking up anything he wanted and putting it in the basket. You know, and then she'd be walking behind him, taking the stuff out of the basket. It was better if he stayed in the car. That was her mantra. So she bought these cheaper tea bags and she kept the foil pack off the expensive ones and refilled it. He then said, when he said, oh, yeah, I'll have a cup of tea, and she gave him the cheap ones, and he said, I told you those were much, much better. She said, yes, dear. They were the cheaper ones. And there was about three in the cup. Oh, how he drank it, I do not know. I have mine. If I ever do have tea, which used to be once a week at church, I kind of waft the tea bag over the top of it for 2 seconds and then call it done. So it was always too strong at church, apart from when Mike and the Catanians did it. And then he made me one specially, which was just bring me the water and the tea bag. I'll do the rest myself. Oh. So what else has been going on for everybody? Not good in the UK today. We've had the highest number of deaths per day so far. I know we keep saying that, but I was expecting it today. I think there was 500 odd at yesterday and people were screaming about, oh, you know, we're doing better and it's going down. And I thought, wait till tomorrow, because Tuesday is always a bad day. And today, 1,610, which is three times as bad as yesterday. So, yeah, not good. Not good here. Do I put milk in my tea? I used to, Kim. I used to have tea with milk and sugar. When I decided I was going clean eating, I did away with all of the sugar and the milk as well. So I just have black tea. But I've never liked tea that strong. I did have, was it Twinings that did that raspberry flavour? That was just nice. It was like a very weak raspberry. But no, I don't have milk in it, not permanently, not personally.
I stopped having milk in my tea, but I do have milk on my cereal.
I think
when we ran out of milk the other week, I had water on it.
I've had water on cereal. It's not as bad as it sounds.
No, it's all right. There's a debate. I won't tell you where, but it begins with M and ends in T.
Okay.
Mumsnet.
Oh, no. God, they're scary. They are scary.
About
people.
Whether you have milk on your water on your muesli or not.
Well, if I do have milk, it's always low fat. It's basically white water. It's, I mean, there used to be pasteurised.
Full fat. Pasteurised,
full fat. You name it. There's a million kinds of milk here. But I would always go for just the white water. The skinniest one that there is. So I decided in the end, it wasn't actually much of a thing to give up to not have the milk. So I don't have the milk now. Oh, Tracy wishes Grandpa had gone shopping with Nan. Might have given her enough housekeeping to stop her having to scramble around for offers and scrimp and save for the smallest thing. It did actually frighten my dad how much things were. I think his mind was stuck like 30 years before. And yet, it really shouldn't have been, because he did buy things himself, like newspapers.
Fags.
The price of which would go up. And cigarettes. He was a smoker. And the price of cigarettes was just, should have been illegal. It was bad. I think when he started, you remember when Auntie Molly used to come over from Ireland?
Yeah.
She would always bring him and my aunt, who also smoked, some cigarettes. And it would be like 10 packets of cigarettes in an outer. And they were about £5 each. So they must have been like 50 pence a packet. And I didn't take much notice because I saw my father. I heard him coughing his guts up in the morning. I did not need to smoke. And I didn't look at the price of cigarettes for years and years, probably until he sent you out to buy them. And they were like £6.99. And I'm like, pardon? I thought he'd got the price wrong.
I remember we bought him some in a big outer, thinking they were cheap.
Oh, yeah, and turned it out not to be. I remember
then
that.
Caught hammered for import duty.
That was a good time, wasn't it? He was just miserly. Yeah, my dad didn't want to spend money on things like household stuff, like fence panels, paint, food. So I get what you're saying, totally. He didn't stop him putting stuff in the trolley. And it didn't stop him wanting things that were expensive, like smoking. I mean, why don't you just give up smoking? It's such a stupid hobby to start in the first place. And to him...
Is it a hobby?
To him it was a hobby. It was a lifestyle. Because it meant that, you know, you could go out at work and you were smoking with your friends. My aunt said the same. This is my aunt who now has an oxygen tank that she has to push around like it's in a pram. All the time. She's got COPD and a mask on constantly. So was the cigarettes worth it? No, it's a social thing. So, yeah, I would say a hobby. But he also wanted things like cars.
Yeah, my mum was a social smoker. Hmm? My mum was a social smoker.
I can't understand that. I really can't. It's like I won't be one of the in crowd if I don't smoke.
We went to a christening once in Liverpool when I was about 12. And she was there with, she was absolutely smashed. And she was there with a ciggy in her hand. And I was like, never seen you with a ciggy in your hand since I was born.
No, I don't get that. I know what people will say, it's peer pressure. But if they're truly your friends, they'll accept you as you are, whether you smoke or not.
I did it once.
No, I didn't even do it once.
And I smoked a cigar once. It was horrible.
Oh, do you remember that guy at the match who used to smoke a cigar?
Him next door smoked cigars.
He did, so he died.
No.
Oh, him?
Him.
Does he?
I'm sure he does.
Mr. Bodybuilder? I wouldn't have thought that passed
his lips.
Maybe
it's cigarettes. It's one of the two because it stinks when I go out there.
The guy on the other side did. He used to smoke cigars and she made him smoke outside. And every time he went outside, it was pungent. This was the guy who died from cancer not long after. So that went well. No, I didn't. I wouldn't have thought he did because he's a bodybuilder. He loves himself too much. My rationale. No, he should just have given up. But anybody who... Like that guy. We went to a Catinian do. And this guy said, like, what do you drink? Now, I'll admit, we were relatively new at the time, weren't we?
Yeah.
When was that? June, wasn't it?
So
was
June, July.
Was it the first year? Was that our very first year?
I think it was.
So he didn't know me. And he said, you know, what do you drink? So I said, I don't, I'm teetotal. And he looked absolutely horrified and turned around and said, you can't trust someone who doesn't drink. I thought, pardon?
Yeah, then he had a pop at me.
Oh, because you didn't, what was it?
Because I was drinking rosé.
Was it Scal?
No, I was drinking rosé.
Oh, yeah, it had to be a full-bodied red to be a drinker. Now, this was the same guy who got the other guy that drunk. He threw up in the restaurant. But can you imagine saying to somebody, you can't trust someone who doesn't drink? There really is no answer to that, really, is there? Kim likes milk on a cereal. I do think it's better with milk. But given that I haven't had milk like that, I mean, we just don't even have milk in the house. We don't use milk for anything. I could probably make do with water and not be in the slightest bit bothered. I did not know you could get cigarettes at an Indian reservation and the taxis, lass. How amazing is America? I'm learning things. Today, obviously, we're getting wall to wall. It's the inauguration tomorrow. So I'm learning lots today. Like this, what is it, a garden of statues or something, and Steve Jobs is going to be in it. I'm sure Steve Jobs would be thrilled.
A garden of statues?
Have you not heard?
Is that like a walled garden?
Yes.
No, I've not
Steve
heard.
To live in. It's some suggestion by Trump. I don't know. Kim will know more details.
Don't invite Lisa.
Hmm?
Don't invite Lisa.
No. An old chairman at work used to smoke a pipe. It was revolting.
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment about that. There was a when I was a kid, I used to go to a barber's, which was a couple of miles down the road. And I think I used to go there from about three until I was about, well, I was going to say till about 15, but I think he retired. But he was very old-fashioned. He used to play Radio 3, which is all classical music, and he smoked a pipe.
My uncle smoked a pipe.
That wouldn't be allowed these
days,
would
thing,
it?
The thing that was worse with it, I mean, you're right, he would leave it there. He'd have like a smoke on it, and then he'd like put it down. But when you saw the state of the bit that was in his mouth, you could understand how people get esophageal cancer from it. It was a vile thing. It really was. Oh, Kim's father used to smoke. You hated it. Made a bet with him and he lost. He quit on the spot. Later said it was the best thing for him. My dad tried giving up many times. But one particular time, he wanted a car. And Mum said no. She was not letting him get in this car on HP because you didn't know what would happen to your job in the future or whatever, and you'd taken on like a car loan. So she said, why don't you give up smoking? And when you've got like enough, like say half, buy it then. So he decided he'd give up smoking. So this was August. And I think he got the car in the following January. Anyway, fast forward from January when he got the car, 18 months. It was his annual holiday, which was August. So it was 2 years since he'd given up. And he came into the house and he said to Mum, I fancy a cigarette. And she said, what, after 2 years? He said, yes. And she took one look and she said, you've been smoking, haven't you? You hadn't given up. And in the end, he had to admit, no, we hadn't given it up. I mean, that's just like, trust went out the window. She never trusted him. You couldn't trust him after that. I mean, it's up to him what he pollutes his body with. But to actually lie for 2 years so he could get his car was unconscionable. So, of course, then I got the earache from it, from her. Oh. Anthony doesn't drink and people do seem to think it's strange for some reason. I can't understand that. I don't judge people because they like a drink. So why do they feel the need to judge me because I don't? Unless they feel that I've got all my faculties while they're embarrassing themselves and potentially I've got it all on video as well. I honestly don't know. But he literally just swung round and said, you can't trust somebody who doesn't drink. And I thought, well, surely you can trust him better than somebody who does. Just saying. But it was weird. It was weird. And he was always having a pop at me for it. Which I've kind of taken a very large step back, haven't I?
Yes.
From the Catanians. Yes. If they like drinking so much, fine, then just leave me be. But they don't. People do seem... Maybe they're justifying themselves drinking. I don't know. I don't care what you drink.
We both have.
Well, given the fact that we've not left the house, we've kind of had to. But I've had prior engagements when it's been a ladies' evening. Usually I'm talking to you guys, which I'd much prefer to do. I just think, like, they're all there and they've got the wine in hand. Well, why aren't you having any? Because I don't drink, remember? I shouldn't have to explain why I don't drink. It's a choice. You choose to drink, I choose not to. Why is there any debate? I'm only telling you I don't drink because I'm sat here with a glass of water. Not only do I not drink, I mean, I could go to the bar. In years gone by, I might have gone to the bar and got something like a blackcurrant. And that looks like something in black it's called.
Pernod.
Yeah, it can look like Pernod, can't it? But, you know, it could be alcoholic. But now I don't drink anything but water. Unless I'm drinking neat gin by the pint, then it's very obvious it's water. But why the need to mention it? I don't stick my head in your glass and sniff it and say, you know, oh, we should be drinking this. People are weird. Let's just leave it at that. People are weird. I'm with Anthony. They do think it's strange, but that's their problem. How do you make porridge? With water. It's an acquired taste, Tracy.
50 grams of oats.
Mm-hmm.
300 millilitres of water.
Mm-hmm.
Microwave for 2 minutes.
See, he's got it embedded in
stir
his brain.
It round.
Oh, yeah, because it explodes, doesn't
microwave
it?
Microwave for one more minute. Eat.
Oh, no, because then I've got my seeds that are put in it. Linseeds.
And now you know.
I can do it myself.
If you ever need to.
I was banned from doing porridge, Mike.
If I'm not here.
I was banned in 2010 from doing porridge the day the iPad 1 arrived. There was a bit of an issue. It was early. It's never early because, you know, you have to pay for an early slot. But not only was it early on the day, it was a day early. It was supposed to be coming on the Friday. It rolled up on the Thursday. We'd got the notifications. It's coming today. There was two of them. Mum and Dad were out. They went shopping on a Thursday. So I was poised. I was up at stupid o'clock. I was ready. I thought, I'll have my porridge first, though. So I goes in and I makes the porridge. And just at that point, I hear a van pull up. And I thought, it's not one of the iPads, is it? And they were coming two different courier companies. So not the iPad, is it? Dashes out, grabs phone, opens the door. There's the UPS van. So it takes a picture of the UPS van. Guy comes up the path. I'm thinking, please let it be mine. Please let it be mine. I wouldn't have opened Mike's. And he'd booked the day off on the Friday to be there. And it was going to arrive a day early. Anyway, he hands it to me. And I'm like jumping up and down with glee. It was mine. And he said, that the new iPad then? I said, yep. So off he headed. I totally forgot about the porridge. Found it about 3:30. Do you know how close porridge can be to cement? Because yes. I didn't till then. But I picked the bowl up and I turned it to 90 degrees and the spoon was stuck in it. And I took a photo of it at 90 degrees. It didn't move. Didn't move an inch. And my mum said, because she'd come back from shopping at that point, and she said, as she saw the porridge, she said, I presume the iPad arrived. I said, yes. She said, during the making of the porridge, I said, yes. She said, are you going to eat that? I said, no. So off she went with it. Happy days. No, it's okay with water. I'm actually not at all bad with that, with water. I'm not sure what something like ricicles or frosties would look like with water poured over them, but there's too much sugar in those anyway. So no, cornflakes are not something that I would particularly bother with. I was never a great porridge eater. And the first, Mum said, you remember Mum? Mum's favourite line, you won't like that. You won't like that. And having seen it at hotels where it's in like a big cauldron, I looked at it and thought, oh, it's vile. But I was on this healthy eating kick and that was what it said to have for breakfast. So I said, I'm going to try it. And I did, and it was okay. It wasn't as bad as I thought. But I do like to put like linseeds in it and sultanas, just so it's got some kind of flavour. Because other than that, it really is like eating wallpaper paste, isn't it? Oh, now Anthony puts half milk, half water and honey. Oh, wow. Did she repoint the driveway with it? She could have done, Anthony. It was bad. It was really bad. There's a picture somewhere. Oh, the iPad 1 arrival day on my blog. And that's one other thing. Oh, and the other thing was, because it was the Thursday and I was getting the office ready for the arrival of said iMacs, iPads, the place looked like a bomb had hit it. Like a bomb had hit it. There you go. That's 10 years on a Mac, this post. But the UPS van's there. So what I was trying to do was set up the room. So I'd taken everything off my primary desk and put it on the secondary desk in the window. And there's a picture of that. So have a look at that. It's got the porridge on it and it's got the state of the desk when it arrived. The big brown box is the iPad box. And then, of course, on the top of that, there's that hideous case that came with it. In the background is my 24-inch iMac. I love that iMac. On the left-hand side, there's my 17-inch MacBook Pro, which I also adored. And you can't see the fact there's six of them. But if you look on the right-hand side, there's three Seagate drives. Sleek white drives with like a light on the front. There was also a matching three on the other side. I remember Jane loving those. Like, which drives are those? I want one. That desk doesn't look actually any much different at the moment, although it doesn't have an iMac on it anymore. Actually thinking, it doesn't have a lamp on it either. That lamp's behind the desk on the floor. The hard drives are still kicking around somewhere, but they're not deployed in action anymore. And if you scroll down, then you'll see the porridge. And that was Mum's cooker. That was the cooker she had until she died. She loathed it. And I can't say we were fond of it either. Joy of joys. I must do another one of these blog posts for 15 years, Mike. Mm. Oh, that's this year. Oh, is this year. I need to do an update. Need to get that on a content calendar somewhere. Like I'm that organised. You see, I might have known Tracy would adulterate hers with something delicious. No, not mine. Right, hang on. What's these statues? Whitney Houston as well. Came about during the riots of the summer when they were tearing down all the statues. Trump's idea was to make more statues that more Americans would be proud of. That's a good idea, actually. You're not sure Whitney Houston is an American hero? That's the thing. There's always going to be an argument about who actually goes in there. You'd rather have a cross-section of citizens make the determination of who should be in there. I think statues are always going to cause a problem, aren't they? I don't know whether it would be better or worse if it was like a garden and they were close together. I mean, the statues have caused a heck of a riot over here. There's one going to be opened in the summer, next few months, I think. One of Diana. Because they deliberately, there was an outcry for a Diana statue when she died. And obviously that's 24 years ago. Did you know she would have been 60 this year? That's frightening.
Mm.
But it didn't happen. They opened this kind of, well, words can't describe it adequately. It was in Hyde Park and it was some kind of fountain come waterway thing. But the problem was it was going to be something that people could interact with. So children could paddle in it. And that would be the essence of Diana, which I can't disagree with. But you looked at this thing and I said to Mike, it looks like an absolute death trap. It was, you know, there's water and it's slippy. Why are they putting children in it? Anyway, it opened and needless to say, there was half a dozen accidents in the first 5 minutes. And I then think they closed that. You didn't do that bit with it anymore. But this year they are actually doing a statue and supposedly Harry's coming back to open it with William. That could be a bit frosty, couldn't it? Given that they're not speaking. But that's the plan. So statues always cause a bit of an issue. But it's a nice idea. Nice idea. Right. Is porridge the same as oatmeal?
I believe so.
I think that is oats that we have in it. Because obviously I need the wheat-free version. So there is one that's got wheat in it. And there's some that don't. So we buy whichever one doesn't have wheat in it. So mine's definitely got that. Anthony's desk always looks like that with your new toy day. It's got to be done, Anthony, hasn't it? Plus the fact, what memories. When I think about iPad one day, that's what I think about. Explaining the state of the porridge to my mother. Needed chipping out of the bowl. Should you best leave that bowl soaking for a week or two. She was very dry with mother, as was the porridge. Oh, now Mrs. Simon's best porridge was an accident. Pouring sugar-free syrup on the top of porridge and fresh raspberries. Wrong bottle out of the cupboard. Good glug of whiskey, not bad at all. I have heard that you can do that. There's a Scottish dessert, because this time next week it's going to be Burns night. And we'll be doing a Burns night supper. And when we went the very first time we went to Burns night, Mike couldn't make it for the start of the meal. So he only rocked up for the dessert. He sat here doing a webinar in his dinner jacket and dicky bow. Looked ever so cute. And then he turned up later. But the dessert was oats soaked in whiskey overnight, folded into cream with raspberries on top. It wasn't bad, but it had a really weird kind of texture to it. Really weird. And there was such a lot of it. And we'd already, when the starter arrived, it was the haggis. And I thought that was the meal because there was that much of it. And it was with the neeps and tatties. So to me, that was a full meal. When they took that away, they turned up with roast beef, Yorkshire pudding and all the trimmings. And I thought, oh dear, I thought the starter was the meal. So that took some eating. I think by the end of it, Mike had turned up. So he basically, there was enough on this plate for the two of us. More than enough. And then they went to this dessert, the name of which escapes me. And it was such a weird texture. You took a bit and thought, do I like that? I'm not sure. It's not bad, but I'll have to have another bit and test it. The raspberries were fabulous. But I think it was probably the whiskey that put me off. Haggis is really filling. I'd never had haggis until that day. And I was sat next to Nina, and Nina had never had haggis either. So first off, they do the piping of the haggis. So they pipe the haggis round the room, and you're looking at it thinking, I'm not at all sure that's going to be edible, but, you know, I'll reserve judgment. They take it off into the kitchen. Because we were at the furthest table, we got served first. So it turns up and it was a massive plate. And I'm looking at it and I'm looking at Nina and she's looking at me. And I said, I will if you will. So we both get the fork, take a mouthful. And it's like, that's really nice. Spicy, I would say, but really, really nice. So we both enjoyed that. Hence, when the main course turned up, Nina went, I can't eat all that. I've just eaten that haggis. The second year we went, and the third year, we went there three times. But we'd already made the decision last year we wouldn't go back. We didn't exactly feel that welcome last year. But the second year and the third year, they'd cut the portion down to about a third of that first year. So there was a lot less. And the dessert, they didn't do the Scottish dessert. I think the dessert was either apple pie or ice cream or something like that. Now, obviously, I can't eat apple pie or any pie of any description. So that has to go sideways. I think they might have done cheese and biscuits. But it was one of the weirdest ways of serving cheese and biscuits I've ever seen as well. They gave a plate went on the table with the biscuits on it. And then they stood there with the cheese on a cheese board and you had to cut it while they watched you. It was like, don't take too much. It was really weird.
On a cheese budget.
On a cheese budget they were. Oh, dear. Oh, Mrs. Simon's dad is Scottish. Mum from the Borders. They'll miss the family get-together for Burns Night. Always a lovely treat. Ah, is that it? I think that's the dessert, isn't it? Haggis and then whatever that. Is that the dessert? Let me have a look at that. Because I decided I quite liked it, but I could probably have done without any alcohol that was in it. That's the dessert. And it was served in like, more like that. So let me give you that. A big bowl like that. So again, despite the fact she'd had a starter and a main course, that turned up. It was massive. And that was the year we did a clean sweep, Brooklands, on the raffle. Chidge won the first one and he got to pull out the person second. He pulled out Stuart's ticket and we said, right, Stuart, do your duty, mate. And he pulled out ours. Like I said, not been welcome back since, have we, really? No. Not been very welcome there ever since.
He's dead now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Died last year, didn't he? Tracy's going to try and make that. I would say if you do, make sure that the oats are even in the lying in overnight bit, because you don't want to kind of get most of it be right and then like this odd bit that's really dry. But other than that, it was really nice. I don't think we had honey with it. It might have been better if it did. Mind you, they're cooking that there and mashing it up. This one definitely had full raspberries on the top. But I think it was sad the second year and the third year that we didn't have that as the dessert, because it kind of finished it off. It made the night. Oh, Kim eats roasted oats and yogurt and blueberries for breakfast. That sounds nice. You always have a veggie version. I didn't know they did a veggie version. Is it some kind of corn thing or is it made of something specific? A veggie one's not a bad idea, actually, is it?
Hmm.
We've got one in. We've got one in, so we'll probably have that. Just got the veg to do, haven't we? We just need pictures of this, aren't we? Good night, Paul. We'll be heading off ourselves very shortly. Enjoy your work conference call. So that's plotting and planning for next week. What else have we got to plot and plan for this week? It's all quiet on the Apple front, isn't it? I'm ahead in my calendar. I'm looking at February. No wonder nothing looks normal. No, Mike's got a football match tomorrow. Oh, I've got two webinars tomorrow. That was comical. I logged into one tonight, 6 o'clock, to find out it wasn't happening. It was tomorrow. Oh, if only I could follow my own calendar, I'd be doing really well, wouldn't I? So, yes, it's a football match tomorrow. That'll be fun in this weather. Oh, mind you, it's away. So they're down in London tomorrow. Is that on the TV?
It's on BT Sport, I think.
Which you have got now.
Yeah.
Didn't used to have BT Sport, have now. Ah, so that's something to look forward to after Maroon tomorrow. Kick-off 15:15, that's nice of them. Give us consideration. A 15-minute break so we can sort things out. Other than that, I've got two webinars on and another day of work. But apart from that, we'll be back with you tomorrow when hopefully the daily death figures have recovered. And won't it be in the middle of the inauguration? I know it starts at 4 o'clock our time. So that is T-minus 3 hours. Will it all be over then at 7 o'clock, or does it drag on for like 9 hours like some of them do? I can't remember. The one that I remember was a balm. I can't remember the time. I can remember the time of the first Bush one because I stopped for a break on my way to college and it was about 4 o'clock. Although that's weird. Why was I going to college on a Tuesday? Is it always the same date or is it the same day every year? Is it always a Tuesday or is it always the 20th? See, these are the kind of things that I don't know that we need to know. Question, did Kath make up the request theme this week for Brooklands? This coming week, no. No, she didn't. But there have been DMs about it, so I think she's got a shrewd idea of what we're picking. But no, she didn't. We were already there. This one had been planned for a long time. And we got a few others planned, but I don't think we got the week after planned. It's always the 20th. Ah, that explains that it probably was a Friday then, because I used to drive to college on a Friday, so it probably was. What happens if it's the weekend? Does it happen at the weekend if that's the 20th? And is there any significance to the 20th? I know with this one, they probably can't get him out fast enough. Yeah, I didn't see the speech from, what's her name? His missus. What's her name? Strange name.
Melania.
Melania, right. I didn't see it, but I did see a photograph from it. So it said, like, you know, First Lady does speech. And there was this photo, and I looked at it, and I thought, you know, she looks about 28.
Oh, the new fellas were missus.
No, the old fella.
Oh, yes, Melania.
Melania. The other one's Jill, Dr. Jill Biden. Oh, I know her. Melania's kind of been noticeable by her absence, really, hasn't she?
Something about a jacket on the BBC.
Oh, what the heck's wrong with her jacket?
I've no idea.
I was too busy looking, thinking, wow, she looks young. Oh, let me have a look. Let's go to the... Is it international news? Melania. No, it's all about the men. Would be, wouldn't it? Where's Melania? What's wrong with her jacket?
I don't know. I didn't read it.
Melania. Right, let's have a look. A farewell message. Oh, here you go. No, it was that other one. It wasn't that jacket. It was the jacket she had on before. Melania's jacket and 9 other defining images of President Trump's presidency.
Oh.
She had a jacket on, didn't she? Really don't care, do you? That thing. I'm not sure what all that was about. But no, it wasn't the jacket she had on for that. I just thought she looked incredibly young. And yet, I don't know how old she is, but she can't possibly be as young as she looks. She did just look really amazing. I've not heard it, Kim, but I have a video of it here. How long was it? Because the video I've got, 3 minutes.
She's 50.
She does not look 50. She doesn't look 50. Nothing like. So there's a heck of a difference between them. I didn't think the difference was that much. Well, I thought she looked quite smart in that. And she doesn't look 50. No way does she look 50. But there you go. Noon DC time. Oh, the 20th's in the Constitution, so it would happen anyway. She hasn't been absent. The press hate Trump. They don't cover her. Do you know, independent press is what we need who haven't got a political agenda to push. Yeah, don't think that's ever going to happen, is it? But never mind. Like the BBC, a story appears and I'm like, that's an interesting story. And before I can say to Mike, just click on that link, it's gone. Usually to do with the COVID figures of some description or a message about COVID. And then honestly, it's gone. It's gone. Oh, I can barely manage the one. I'm all right with computer languages. I think anyone who can speak multiple languages, especially given, like we've said, it's best to think in that language. That's a skill. That is a skill. Not one with which I am overly endowed. I have other qualities. Ask Mike. But language is not one of them. Right. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.